guys, welcome back to the No Adult Playbook. My name is Micaiah, and I'm here with the other host, Alyssa.
Hey y'all.
And listen, Alyssa, how you been doing? Let's start off there before we get into what we're talking about today.
Okay, well, I don't know how much it's able to be heard through the microphone, but I lost my voice last week, like about a week ago, a little over a week ago, and it's been gone. The whole week just left me. So it was hard. You know, we have an award-winning podcast, so it's kind of hard to record a podcast when you don't have a voice. So we're doing this on Tuesday, and it's going up tomorrow morning. So you know, it's
listen,
been hard.
Just to tell y'all how dedicated she was, she hit me up last week and she's like, what day we finna record? I'm like, baby, you can't speak.
I literally was not even thinking about it. Like, literally until Saturday night, actually Sunday morning, my voice was a whisper that whole time. Monday to Sunday morning, a whisper. And I was like, okay, you know, Sunday morning it started coming back. And I was like, okay, I sound pretty normal now, so I guess we can do this. But yeah, I kind of forgot that I had lost my voice, like couldn't speak, and you were like, you need to have a voice to record a podcast. I was like, oh yeah, about that. But yeah, so I'm fine though. Like, I'm not sick. I was sick, and this is like the aftermath of being sick. This happens to me like sometimes. But yeah, so I got two whole COVID tests. Like, I'm fine. I just sound like, you know,
it happens.
I guess sometimes. I guess I'm taking hella drugs for it too. They prescribe me a lot of stuff, but I'm getting better. If anyone was concerned, thank you for your concern.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyways, how you been?
It's a week. It's a Tuesday. And we're vibing. We're thriving. We're alive. You know, still got schoolwork to turn in. The huge.
As
yeah, as always. But other than that, you know, pretty good. But I guess we can just go into, I guess, the topic that we're going to discuss today, because it kind of leads into why I still have schoolwork to do. It's because I've been procrastinating all week. And when I procrastinate, I tend to like go back and like, you know, just do a lot of things that give me comfort.
Yeah.
And that leads us into our topic of, I guess, not being ashamed of enjoying the things that you want to enjoy. Your guilty pleasures. Let those things come to light. You know, like, if you like to watch the Kardashians, don't. But if you do, you know, go for it.
Don't. If you do, find a new show to watch, because that should remain a guilty pleasure. Don't tell nobody about that. It's like guilty pleasures, and also, like you said, things that are comforting. So things that, like, maybe you found comforting when you were younger, and you know, you kind of was like, oh, I'll let that fall by the wayside. And you're like picking it back up in adulthood and being like, wait, this is still great.
Yeah. So I guess I'll talk about like some of those things for me. One of the things that I just love doing when I'm just super stressed and, you know, whatever, is coloring. Oh my gosh. But like, I don't want people are just like, oh yeah, get the adult coloring books. No, I want the Lisa Frank, the big lines. You know, I just want to stunt on some like 4-year-old who can't color within the lines. I'd be like, dang, look at my picture, little girl. Like,
dang, bro. Are you mad? You have some unresolved drama?
Maybe.
About coloring?
Maybe. The adults in my family, we used to have coloring competitions, so maybe.
Coloring competitions.
Uh-huh. And then they want to outcolor me. Like, my colors weren't good. Whatever. Don't even get me started. But no, back to that. I love to color. I think that's so much fun. I think everyone should do it. And some of, like reading, which I stole from Alyssa, I will say, when we were drafting our list.
I did.
But, I mean, I don't read as much as she does.
She's
but
a thief.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
She a thief.
So rude. Gosh.
She's biracial. She's a biracial girl. Okay, TikTok comfort.
TikTok comfort, that's all we do. But I would say like working out is one, but I don't think that's like a guilty pleasure. Let's go back to
reading once again.
Oh yeah. Oh, what'd you say?
I wanted to make a comment on reading. Yeah. Do you have any comfort books?
Yes, Pride and Prejudice.
Oh yeah, duh.
I don't even know why you asked that, y'all. I have single version of Pride and Prejudice that
that's
is
not
like.
True. You don't have the anime version.
I don't have the anime version. I have almost every version of Pride and Prejudice that exists. I love that book. I keep it with me on all times. You know, some people keep their weapons. I keep Miss Jane Austen in my back pocket.
Oh my gosh.
Ready to go.
Loser. Loser.
You don't even got no voice. You can't even call me nobody.
Chill out.
Y'all, Alyssa and I woke up and chose violence today.
You're gonna have to chill out. Yeah, I like for reading at least. I mean I feel like I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I used to read so much. Like obviously, you know, it was kind of escapism when I was a kid, as most of us, you know, for a lot of us it was who were readers when we were kids. It was definitely escapism. But yeah, I like recently, I guess kind of semi-recently, got back into it like heavy. And I'm like, wow, this is actually like, maybe young me was onto something, low key. Perhaps I was. My comfort book is The Hunger Games.
I love that for you. That's so much comfort in that book. Between all the killing gore.
Yeah. So much comfort. Yeah. All the horrible deaths. You know, it's just really comforting to read about dystopia that could actually happen in real life, you know, that they could actually like draft us into this Hunger Games where we have to kill each other and we're only 12 or whatever. Yeah, you know, I love it. No, it is though.
Did you ever like when you were an adult, go back and read those books that you read like as a kid or like even as a teenager and you find something like new, like. Every time I read Pride and Prejudice, and I've honestly read that book more than 50 times by now, every time I read it, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even notice this before. And I can probably quote the entire book. And I'm just like, oh my God, why didn't I see this before? Where was this? Oh my God, my heartbreak last week. Let me switch. Like, it's just every time like I revisit that, I revisit like some of my comfort books, because I'd say I have a few. Pride and Prejudice is one. Twilight is another, and that's fine. I'm a huge Twihard fan. Don't come for me, and if you do, I don't care.
I don't care.
Loser. I'm trying to think of all the other ones. Honestly, it's probably just those two. But I do go back and reread like a lot of books. Oh, Divergent. I don't even know why I'm just sitting here and knocking Divergent.
Not Divergent. Yeah. I do that too. Like, I'll reread. Well, I haven't reread The Hunger Games in a very long time, but I used to do it all the time. And like anytime I go to a new place, I always bring The Hunger Games and Catching Fire. And I don't ever read them. I just like bring them with me just in case. So like,
look, like you see them there and you're like, ah, home.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Literally, when we were in D.C. that semester, I brought both of them with me. Did not read either of them, but they were there, and I was like, I could read this if I wanted to, but I didn't.
I mean, we watched them. Not the same thing, but we watched them.
Did watch them, and that was just as fun. Now I think I use the movies more for comfort than the books, just because it's easier to just put on a movie, couple hours, you know. But yeah, when I used to reread them, I would be catching things left and right, like, oh my gosh, oh my God. And now I'm rereading another book. I'm about to start rereading another book now. And I'm like, oh wow, I'm about to, you know, catch on to so many things. And like, I don't know. It was just such a like fun pastime for me to reread books, that to the point where I like didn't read anything new. I would just be like, oh, what book should I reread this time?
That's where I am. Straight up. Ask me how many times I've read 1984. Don't do it. You're not gonna like the answer. Like, just like all of those, honestly, just a lot of books we read in high school, because outside of like the pretty, like, I don't know, the books that we all had to read, To Kill a Mockingjay, or I mean To Kill a Mockingjay.
not
Killian.
not the name of the book. That would have been a better book, though.
Kill a Mockingjay. Hold up.
You might have just done something.
Wait, y'all about to write a whole new book. I'm about to get sued.
Yeah, you are. Suzanne's gonna be on you.
She's listening. She's like, To Kill a Mockingjay, about Fennec.
She's about to make another prequel.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
What is that book, To Kill a Hummingbird?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is that name of that book?
What book?
I'm blanking. The one with Atticus.
The To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, what is it? To Kill a Mockingbird? Okay.
Yeah.
To
Kill a Hummingbird. You were so close.
So close. I mean, obviously you can tell how I feel about that book considering I can't even remember the name. But like outside of like those types of books that we had to read in school, I honestly liked my high school curriculum so much, and I think that's just in part of the teachers that I had. They made sure we read like really diverse novels, and even novels that like, or books that like we wanted to read. They were just like, make sure it just fits in these categories. Yeah. And you can go out and research like your own book and read it. Like one of the books I read in ninth grade, which I was wrecked, was Perks of Being a Wildflower. That's another comfort book that I read. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was destroyed sitting in reading time in ninth grade, just crying in the corner. And people looking at me, they're like, is homegirl good? No.
No.
I was not.
What is it? You accept the love that you think you deserve or whatever.
Oh. Say that, y'all. Listen to me making fun of me whenever I say this. You accept the love that you think you deserve. Look.
I've never read it, so it's like funny to me. Like, I've heard, obviously, everyone has heard about that book, has heard good things about it, but I've never read it. So I'm like, I'm able to laugh. But honestly, like, The Hunger Games is my comfort book. So, like, who am I to be laughing at Perks of Being a Wildflower? At least that's, like, kind of sad or something, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes more sense to be a comfort book than dystopian people dying, killing each other.
People whistling. I can't even do the whistle.
I can't whistle. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Papa, can you whistle? Hangs up the phone. Anyways, can you do it like this? Okay. Anyways, sorry y'all. But I think that comfort books are high up there. And I used to be like very embarrassed to sit there and be like, yeah, I've reread this book like X amount of times. Yeah, especially like Pride and Prejudice. I don't think people like understand my obsession. And this also leads to like the type of things that I like to watch. I love to watch period dramas. And it wasn't until recently that I realized other people like to watch them as well. Shout out to all my friends that we sit there and talk about all this stuff. Emily. Man, Emily, be ready for those things. Shout out to Emily. Stay ready for those dramas. She's like, you know, this is coming out today. I'm like, look, I'm already on it. Let me know when you get to this episode. And also Lindsay, if you're listening, hey girl, she'll sometimes like, she'll be like, this reminds me of you in Pride and Prejudice. I'm like, thank you, because that is me.
I have so many friends that love Pride and Prejudice, and I haven't read it or watched any of the like movies. Are there shows?
There's one series that's on Hulu with, oh my God, what is his name? I don't know. He just shouldn't have been Mr. Darcy. That's what I do know.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, there's a bunch of like different movies and adaptations and shows and whatever. But the only one we acknowledge, if you're a true fan, is Keira Knightley's version. And whoever, I don't even know who played Mr. Darcy in that, but listen. We could get married. That's all I got to say.
I see so many Pride and Prejudice TikToks too. And I'm like, I feel like TikTok is trying to tell me something. Or maybe it's just my friends like holding like a seance for me to like get into Pride and Prejudice or something.
Honestly, I support it because I get a lot of Pride and Prejudice TikToks too. But that makes sense for me. Like, But maybe I'm just like subliminally like passing them off to you.
Maybe. I have so many people that I know that are like, Pride and Prejudice, Mr. Darcy. I'm like, okay, you got to take down a notch or two. It's just like Little Women. Like,
oh,
well, not just like Little Women, but it is like a lot of my friends around me are like Little Women, and like, yeah, I get it, but also
yeah, I read the book. I do like the book, but I'm not as a huge fan of the book just because I love the movies. Specifically the 1999 one. I think it came out in 1998 or 99. Phenomenal. And not to say that the one that just came out wasn't phenomenal, because it was.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh man.
I remember when they announced or whatever that Timothy was gonna be Laurie, and you were so mad.
Oh, I was pissed because and also my correction, it came out in 1994. But the one like in the 1994 one, like I just saw that one, and to me, like whoever played Laurie in that, like that was Laurie. Like there was no other person in my head that could be Laurie, and definitely it could not have been Timothée Chalamet. Yeah. I was so mad. I was like, why would they do this? Why would they cast?
I was like, I don't know who Laurie is, and I also don't know who Timothée Chalamet is. So I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but you know, whatever.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I definitely enjoyed him as Laurie. I think he did a great job. However, I'm also not a fan of the Laurie and like Amy storyline, so I didn't necessarily care as long as they got everyone else right, like Meg and like, I don't know, there's just other characters to me that were just way more important than Laurie. Yeah. And Amy, because I just think that whole storyline is creepy. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
it's a little strange.
Yeah, it's a little, like, she's older, she's always had a crush on him, now he likes her because he can't get with Joe. I'm just like, I don't like that. But I will say, like, how they, I thought, like, Joe's portrayal was phenomenal in this. And again, I'm so hooked to the 1994 one, not the 2021, but so good. Oh my gosh, so good. But anyways, that's it.
Yeah, I can go on about what she had to do.
She did what she really said, and you would do it too. For a check.
For a check.
She was an employee.
She was employed by Greta. Greta said, here, let's sign off. Let's sign
Greta had some redeeming to do after Lady Bird.
Okay, for real. Yikes. Greta, what were you thinking? Anyways, please let's move on.
3-hour podcast to dissecting Lady Bird.
It's horrible. Horrible. Like, it didn't even have it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're not going to start this.
Hold on. No, we got to get into this. I don't understand how at the end, when she went to that college party after she done made a big conundrum about people calling her goddamn Lady Bird, she gets to that party, call me Christine. No!
No, I just don't understand, because the movie had no exposition. Like, it just jumped in. She was like, I hate my mom. I'm Lady Bird and I hate my mom. Like, what? What?
Literally.
And then Timothy comes out of nowhere and he's like, anarchy. Like, what?
I remember this? Before you watched that movie, I was like, you're going to love to hate Timothy in this movie. Because we were just coming down off of our, like, Timothy and the King. Y'all, go look at Timothy Chalamet and King, baby.
Please. Grace, listen. Feast your eyes on Timothée Chalamet in The King.
Listen, look, I don't even know when that movie was set, but for some reason, Timothée Chalamet got a fade in the movie, y'all. His hair is faded.
He got a whole fade and it looks
so good. He got a whole lineup.
It's like, the movie makes no sense whatsoever. It's way too long. Nothing's happening, but also everything's happening. But Timothy looks good after he gets that fade. I'm like, ooh.
Listen. Yo, me and Alyssa, I think we've tried to watch it a few times. I still don't know what's going on in The King, except for Robert Pattinson's awful.
I forgot he was in that movie.
Bad. It was genius, you know?
It was horrible. Yeah, that accent was ill. Yeah, The King. Yeah, I will never sing Timothy's praises as much as I will when he's in The King with that fade. Like,
I don't know anything.
Outside of that, like, one scene, I know you know the exact scene I'm talking about when he first shows up with it in the, it's like all those people, and it's like a shot of the back of his head first, and then it goes around and you're like, oh, he got a fade. But
and we were just like, pause for a second. We were like, does he have a fade in the 1800s? I don't even know when the movie's set. But we were like, what is going on?
It looked nice, so I'm not gonna complain. But yeah, outside of that one very specific scene, no. Timothy Chalamet is like basically a no to me. But that one scene,
it was that great. One scene, and then you know your favorite scene in Little Women.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
To Joe.
God, that scene makes me cry every time.
I mean, he did what he had to do there. He was an employee.
He did what he had to do. You would do it too for a check.
You would do it too for a check.
But yeah, that scene where he's confessing to Joe, and the scene where he has a fade in the king. I will never like Timothée Chalamet more than those two scenes ever. Ever.
I don't even know what he could do to make me like him more. Oh, I mean, we have Dune coming up, so maybe when he's in there with Miss Zendaya, come on now.
Maybe,
we might get some good stuff. I mean, no one standing next to her has ever looked subpar, so we might.
That's true. She low-key made me like Tom Holland.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like not true, but she's like barely in the first movie. but
the fact that she's there, everybody's presence is elevated. You're like, oh, exactly. Okay.
Hey, Zendaya allowed you to work with her?
I understand now, you know?
You might be fine. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Some people, like, to me, Timothy is only attractive when he's acting. Like, so I don't know. I don't know if I have any other people that are like that. But when he's not acting, when he's just being himself, I'm like, ew, he's kind of ugly. And then he gets in a movie, and I'm like, ooh, he's got a cute.
Hollywood, everyone. Hollywood.
Anyways, this is not to talk about Timothy Chalamet. Episode 11, Timothy Chalamet.
But I don't know. I don't know where we're going from there, but I think we can stay on this trend of like comfort movies. Yeah. And honestly, they're same as like my comfort books, and I think Alyssa as well, like Hunger Games. Always watching Divergent. Y'all, one night we sat here. I think Hunger Games was on, and I was FaceTiming Alyssa, and we just like, we were going to bed. I was like, oh, wait, Hunger Games on. We paused and watched the rest of the movie on FaceTime.
And it was like the whole movie, too.
Yeah. Like, I did not move.
Yeah, I think it was, I think it actually was Mockingjay Part 2, because that's the one that I find the most comfort in.
It was, and we sat there. And we were like halfway through, and we sat there, and I was like, dang, we got to watch this whole thing now. And we did. But mine is also Divergent. Honestly, it's just comical. Like, what is that movie?
Yeah.
Shout out to Shailene, my natural deodorant queen.
I know she's thank. You remember when she was at that red carpet and the lady was like, are you hungry? She was like, no. And the lady was like, well, I'm hungry. She's like, you should probably go eat. Do you remember that? That was like the time when Jennifer Lawrence was like, I'm quirky. I eat pizza. Anyways, yeah. She's funny.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. My other movies are Pride and Prejudice, of course. Twilight. We'll watch the whole series. I'll add on to this because I only care for one of the books in this series, and I know I'm about to get a lot of flack for it, but I love all the movies. Harry Potter. I don't really read the books like that. Also, you gotta have time to sit there and read them books. But you gotta have time to sit there and watch the movies, too. But I think those are always good to sit down and watch. And I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch them when I was younger. I barely think my mom was allowed to watch them, and she was grown. My grandma was like, witchcraft. But the funniest thing, one day we walked downstairs and who was watching Harry Potter? I was like, you gotta go.
Witchcraft, bro. Witchcraft. And wizardry.
Right. And wizardry. But love Harry Potter. I'm trying to think. Okay. I love old like football movies that like, or like sports movies that involve some type of like racial conflict.
Remember the Titans? Oh my gosh.
I'd be sobbing. Coach Carter, sobbing. Like,
oh, I can't.
I think they're so. Or what was Sandra Bullock in? Oh my gosh. Yes, The Blind Side. What? First of all, just like Sandra Bullock.
That used to be
Bullock.
My movie.
Right? When she walked off that field, when she was in that white skirt. And she had to go tell Coach Burt what was up. And she was like, you know how you protect the SJ in the truck? And she was like, yeah. She was like, do it again. I was like, oh, and then she walked off and then he just did it. And I was like, the power.
No, the way that, like, I used to love that movie. And I'm sure I still do. I just haven't watched it in a long time. But, like, got older and people were like, white savior are complex. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, no, not the white saviorism in my favorite movie.
I refuse to believe that about Sandra in that movie, because they told her in the movie, her and her girlfriends, when they was eating them little salads at that bougie country club, and she was like, that boy's changing something, or you're changing that boy's life, and she's like, no, he's changing mine.
He's changing mine. That was in every commercial, every preview. He's changing mine.
He's changing mine. And I was like, yes, Sandra. Yes. Every other movie that involves something like that. That
was
like
the movie that got me into Sandra Bullock, though. Because I was like, when it came out, we were pretty young and I hadn't seen any of her other movies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love Sandra Bullock. And I thought she was a blonde. Because of that movie, I was like, oh yeah, she's so cute, blonde hair. And I was like, oh my God, Sandra. My mom was like, that's her on the TV. I was like, oh my God, she got brown hair.
No, I loved her. I loved her in The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. That movie makes no sense. Not a single cent. Like, that, they have Betty White in there. That's where you get the famous scene where they're around the bonfire. And it's Betty White and Sandra, and she's like, sing what comes to you. That's what Betty's telling Sandra, and Sandra's over there, to the window, to the wall, to the sweat drips down my and I was like, wow, icon queen.
I haven't seen that movie, but
oh my God, you gotta watch Hope Floats. Harry Connick Jr.'s in there. I'm just a Sandra Bullock fanatic. I think she's phenomenal. Hope Floats, she got a, oh my God, that is a heart-wrenching movie. Oh man, I'd be sobbing. Huh?
I watch it then.
No, it's good. It got a good ending.
I'm not watching that.
It's telling you how hope was.
Moving on from Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, right. We what? Timothy Chalamet, now Sandra. But I think, like, also another big thing that, like, you know, that I just sometimes feel ashamed to enjoy, like, as an adult.
Wait.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about my comfort movies.
Oh, go with your comfort movies. I'm sorry.
Trying to move on without me.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, I was still on comfort movies.
Anyways, my number one comfort movie of all time, drumroll please. Oh, I hate that noise. Number one comfort movie of all time is, can you guess?
Oh, How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Well, I'm really glad I got that.
Yeah, I love that movie. I will never not love that movie. Like, it is, like, literally... came out when we were like 12 or something like that. And the last one came out when we were juniors in college. And I was like, this has been like my life force for like 8 years. And it was, means so much to me. I love dragons. I love Hiccup. I love Toothless. Like, we out here. I have all the stuffed animals in my room. If you've ever seen one of my TikToks, I think sometimes they're in the TikToks that I film, like fashion.
Toothless be staring, y'all.
Hey, you're going to leave him alone. I have all of Toothless's kids, too. The kids' stuffed animals. Like, they're just, I love that movie. It brings me so much joy. And I used to watch it, like, in eighth grade. I used to watch it literally every day. And my friends would be like, basically, for me, I would just watch it when I was, like, not having a good time. Like, I was sad or I was, like, whatever, had a bad day, whatever. So the fact that I was watching it every day in eighth grade is, yikes, probably telling. But, yeah, my friends would be like, you watched it again? I'm like, yeah, I love it so much. But it was, it's always been, like, my thing. Whenever I have a bad day, I'll just watch How to Train Dragon. And then when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, I watched it on repeat for, like, 8 hours. It just kept going, because, you know, like, when the credits end, it goes back to the start screen and then it'll just keep playing. So I just let it keep playing. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And I was like crying hysterically because of the anesthesia. And my parents were like, what do you want to watch? I was like, How to Train Your Dragon.
No, I don't remember which one that you showed me, because I watched one with you. I think it might have been like the last one.
It was the first one.
Was it the first one? I don't remember which one it was, but y'all, Alyssa was about to like snap my neck every 5 seconds. I was like, oh my God, what happened? What's gonna happen? Who gonna do what? Oh my God.
No lie, like that's one of those movies that I can't really watch with other people. Like that's like how close it is to me. That like I want other people to watch it, but they just can't watch it with me. Cause I'm like, I'm gonna be mad. If you're talking, don't ask me no questions. We're gonna fight. Like there's also those movies, like I bring those movies with me everywhere too. Even though I don't really have a DVD player, but I just bring it just in case. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. So, yeah. I'm the number one champion. But yeah, that's my number one comfort movie. And The Sun Is Also a Star has tried to weasel its way into there.
Yo. So, I remember the first time you watched it.
I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah, she was like, this movie sucks. Like, I swear, it was in that same week. It might have been the next day. Oh, I'm watching it again. And I was like, didn't it just, like, wasn't it awful, like, 12 hours ago?
I was like, this movie's horrible. Should I watch it again? She was like, no. But I did.
I was so confused.
Not good, but it's, like, enjoyable. Like, it's lighthearted. And enjoyable, like, you know, sometimes you just need, like, my other comfort movie is Mockingjay Part 2. Like, I don't need to be on Mockingjay Part 2 energy all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I need The Sun Is Also a Star energy, or I don't know, Big Hero 6 energy or something like that.
That's
something
like
else.
When I watched The Duff 7 times in the course of 48 hours.
Do not compare, The Sun Is Also a Star masterpiece to The Duff.
You're not about to do that to The Duff. In my defense, I only watched it so many times because I paid for it on Amazon. And I was like, I'm about to get a bang for my $3.99. I watched it like 8 times.
You're like, I'm watching it again. I was like, why?
I had 24 hours, man, to get through it.
I can't stand you. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it doesn't even make sense. You're like, I just feel the need to watch this again. Like, I just can't. Some psychologists out there, if you're listening, please come explain this to us. Why do
we no psychologists to explain nothing to me? Because the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth is you depressed. And I'm like, look.
They're going to be like, you have anxiety. I'm right. Like, okay, I know that, but.
But, okay, can we get deeper here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
But yeah, I mean, to go off your, you know, How to Train Your Dragon. I think, like, for some reason, I don't understand why some people find it so strange to, like, want to watch, like, cartoons and things like that and, like, animation. When I think the best movies are animated, like, genuinely. Like, I mean, I know I just listed all of my comfort movies were obviously not animation. But, like, if you gave me the chance to sit there and watch, like, Mulan over half the crap that's in theaters right now, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna choose Mulan.
Yeah, and they're shorter.
Right, and they're more meaningful with better music. Let's talk about it.
Ooh, ooh, for real though, the scores that they do for animated movies be so good. Like, and also voice acting. What a talent! What a talent you have to be a good voice actor, because nobody can see your facial expressions or anything, but they have to like fully act, but only their voice gets in. So like, if my voice is like monotone all the time, which my voice can be pretty monotone, and I'm like I have the facial expressions but my voice is monotone, horrible voice actor. Like what are they gonna do with that? Nothing. They're not gonna do nothing with that.
Let's do some voice acting exercises.
All right,
pretend like you're a little boy who just got, or a little girl, it doesn't matter.
Not a little boy.
Or a little person. It doesn't matter who you want to be. You're a little girly. You're under 10, you know? Okay. And you just got some ice cream. And your shit fell on the street. Go.
Oh, dang. Not on the street. No. What the frick? Why would you do that to me?
All right. I don't know. Okay, go.
You gotta say action.
Oh. Action.
My ice cream. I can't even scream. I don't have a voice. It was 50 cents.
phenomenal. Phenomenal. Thank you. Hire her.
My voice is so gone. It's like getting worse. Anyways. No, that's so funny. Under 10, ice cream fell on the street. That's really sad.
I know.
I would have really cried. Traumatic. I would have straight cried. Never forget that day.
I would have picked it up and probably ate it. I'm going to be honest.
You nasty. I would probably went to the ice cream. Mr. Ice Cream Man, can I have a new ice cream? I fell on the street.
And ooh, be like, that was, no, I that didn't. Whoa, yeah. Voice acting. Baby.
I'm about to be voice acting.
Ooh.
I'm coming for some jobs, baby. America right. Ferreira. she be voice acting. Anyways. Cartoons.
Right. But yeah, I feel like some people don't, you know, I think they think it's weird. Like, I am 22, about to turn 23, and I would not lie to you. Like, I watch an episode or maybe three of SpongeBob every week. But it's only the old, like, I mean, I just wake up on, like, Saturday, and, like, I feel like that was just such a thing in my, like, childhood. You wake up Saturday morning, we're getting dressed. This is before, like, your mama made you clean with gospel music. Because right. there was a clear, like, line.
I actually don't remember a time before her making me clean with gospel music, so.
Oh, I had a few years. I had to bet I was, like 8. And then next thing you know, never would have like, no.
Like, yes, Lord, for the rest of our days. And you're like,
and oh, we will.
And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
And you think the song got in, but if you know, yes.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm about to die in this house.
That song's like 10 minutes long.
Right. But no, my mom, like, I mean, my mom really loves cartoons. And so she would always make a point. Like, we would get up Saturday, eat some cereal. Before she would, like, actually make breakfast, we were over there eating cereal. And we would just sit there and watch cartoons. But I feel like I still carry that tradition on now. Like, if I see it on a Saturday morning, I'm like, oh, put it on. It's between that or Jerry Springer. But we don't talk about Jerry. I know. We don't talk about Jerry.
Yeah. I also watch a lot of cartoons. Like, I've tried to watch Steven Universe, but I just couldn't get into it. I might have to try again. But sometimes when I just, like, really need a, like, palate cleanser, I'll put on Chowder.
I love Chowder so,
it's so good.
That was, like, one of the first, like, first of all, I feel like that came out when we were, like, a little bit older, if that makes sense. So yeah. I feel like that was, like, one of the first, like, not to say that Chowder is mature, but, you know, like, it wasn't like a Dora. I mean, per se, you know, I mean, those are obviously two different age groups right there. But you get what I'm saying? Like, there were just, it was so good. It wasn't like a Phineas and Ferb. Yeah. Like, it was just so different. And I was like, I'm obsessed. And then what was it? The Amazing Adventures of, like, Flapjack or something?
Oh, yeah. The Marvelous Misadventures.
Yes.
Of Flapjack.
Phenomenal.
That was a crazy show. It was so weird.
It was so, all those shows were so
and
weird.
And all the shows around that time, like Regular Show, Adventure Time, Chowder, Flapjack, like, they were all so strange. But so I feel like we needed them.
Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, yeah. That was such a good show.
So good.
That was such a good show. Yeah, there's so many, like, great cartoons out there. And even great cartoons coming out now. Because, like, adult animation is, like, kind of, you know, becoming a more prominent thing. You have, like, your BoJack Horseman, and which is definitely not for kids, but it's adult.
Yeah.
People like Rick and Morty. I've never seen Rick and Morty, but, like, that kind
of
stuff.
I've only seen a few episodes. I mean, you had, what, Adventure Time? Yeah. I feel like
it's not really, like, for adults, though. It could be for anyone.
I feel like it just, like, it was one of those shows that kind of grew with us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it started with us, like, being young, and then it kind of, like, as we got older, we were like, huh, that's a mature joke.
Yeah, definitely. it definitely, that one grew with us so much. But even, like, there was an Oscar-nominated animated film last year called, what was it called? Lost My Body, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, like, this, it was an adult animation, and it, and, like, when you say stuff like that, you're, like, thinking, like, Sausage Party, like, raunchy and gross.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, like, can be very, like, intellectual and make you think about things and stuff. And Lost My Body was about this kid. It was a French film, but it was about this kid.
Talking about.
Yeah, he, like, lost his hand, and or like his hand got cut off or whatever. And the whole movie is just like his hand trying to find his body. And it like goes through like the day before or whatever. It's really interesting. It wasn't like it. I don't think it won. I don't remember what won, honestly, but it wasn't my pick for it to win because I try to make it a point to like watch every animated movie that's nominated for the Oscars. It wasn't my pick, but you know, it was good. It was still good. And I was like, I'm enjoying this new like kind of wave. It was kind of ahead of the curve of like people trying to do more mature animation now because of the pandemic. They were like, oh, what are we going to do? Like,
yeah,
they ended up just acting anyway, just like inviting, like just doing it in person anyway. But I feel like we could go somewhere with like having more animated films for adults, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That aren't disgusting. Like, they don't have to be nasty and weird. They can be just as like fun and exciting as kids animation, just with more like adults.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But yeah, it's real. It's one of my favorite things. I love animation.
Yeah, I know. I think it's something that people, like you said, like, we can enjoy it too, just because we're adults. It's not, like, exclusively, like, a child thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. Pixar, for, you know,
blowing
us out of the water. I know we talked about this in one of the earlier episodes. Pixar blowing us out of the water with their stuff. I mean, and then, you like, the examples that you just named as well. Like, you just... I don't know. We're just morphing, you know? I think everyone's starting to enjoy like things that we thought were just exclusively for like kids, but are definitely not that, you know?
Yeah, you can also like, even if it is for kids, you can enjoy whatever the frick you want to.
That's true.
You can like whatever you want to. Like, it doesn't matter. And I feel like that's definitely something that like I had to grow up and learn to be like, what? Who cares? You know, like, why would I care about what someone else thinks about what I like? Do they like it?
Yeah. For example, y'all, one of Alyssa's, like, I just feel like myself's favorite thing to sit there and listen to is this children's, like, theme song called Small Potatoes. First of all, if y'all ever just need to listen to some lyrical genius, some beautiful harmonies. Some great imagery. Just Google small potatoes.
Yeah, small potatoes. Take a
bath. I was like a fully grown woman chasing Alyssa around so she could listen to this bop.
Small potatoes, small potatoes, small potatoes.
Ooh, potatoes.
It's a really good song, honestly. Even I started watching like Teen Titans Go. And I remember when it first came out, people were like, it's not the real Teen Titans. And I was like, it's not the real Teen Titans. And I started watching and I was like, this kind of slaps. Like, it was
same.
It
was same really with the High School Musical, the musical.
Yes, the series.
The series, literally, like, I remember everyone was just like, oh my God, they just keep reinventing this. And me too, I was like, why would they do this? Like, I love Troy and Gabriella, blah, blah, blah. Girl, it was so good.
It's so good. It's so, so good. And for what? Like, the thing is that they make things like media to be consumed to be good, not just for one age group, but just to be like enthralling for everyone. So like, what does it matter if it's not your target age group? Just watch it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Stop holding yourself back from stupid things just because you're old, quote unquote. Like, you can enjoy stuff just as much as your little cousin who's like 3. Who cares? Right. Who cares?
I remember I was babysitting one day and Dora was on the screen that was like, clap if you're trying to do this. And I was, the kids didn't clap, but guess who clapped?
He was looking like a seal. Oi, oi, oi.
Straight like a seal. Literally, I mean, just sitting there. And it was like, is she crazy? Yes.
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 Yes. That's funny. But oh, no. also, I just looked over at my bookshelf. And you know what else you can enjoy as an adult that's made for kids? Freaking middle grade books. Percy Jackson, the middle grade book to end all middle grade books.
So good.
So good. I read it when I was 21, I think, or something like 20 or 21. And I was like, this slaps. Like, middle grade books be so good.
No, it's phenomenal.
And for what? It's just, yeah. Enjoy what you gotta, like, do what you gotta do, man. That's, like, bottom line, enjoy what you gotta do. Also, enjoy whatever you want to enjoy. But yeah.
Yeah, what about, I guess, I mean, we can jump into another topic of that. What are some of your, you know, music guilty pleasures, or were, and now you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, so this was always a big one for me. Like, in high school, like junior year of high school, I started liking K-pop, which, you know, is whatever people think about it. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, you should be ashamed for liking K-pop. That's embarrassing. But like me at myself, I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? And I've always, not always, but as long as, you know, I've liked it, I've been like, oh my gosh, what do people judge me for liking this? And then it started getting more popular and I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? Popular over here, at least. And now I don't really keep up with it as much as I used to. Like, I'm not a diehard fan of just like it as a whole, but I am still a diehard fan, I guess. I'm in it for life of BTS. Like, yep. I'm in this. Like, there's no going back at this point. Yeah. And I always was like so afraid of like being judged for it and people being like, oh my god, you listen to those Korean boys. I'm like, yeah, their music slaps. Okay, I listen to good music, baby. I listen to singers. I only listen to people who sing. Okay, right. And they're singing and I'm listening, like, it's good. But yeah, I've always been like, for a long time I was like, oh man, this kind of is like kind of cringy, like lame. And I was like, baby, I'm too old to be feeling ashamed for music.
Right?
Are you kidding me? I would go crazy before. No, yeah, but no, I feel like my friends helped me a lot with that too, because they were like, who cares? I was like, you're right. You are right. Also, it slaps, so.
Right. No, that was me with, you know, I was one of those kids in, like, in middle school, and honestly, it kind of, like, jumped into high school a little bit. I think I finally stopped acting like that, like 10th grade, maybe 11th grade. But I was just like, anything that was mainstream, I was like, oh my god, that is so not cool. Like, educate yourselves. There's so much. And here I am liking freaking Twilight. And I was just like, well, I kept that a secret too for a while. But I was just like, oh my god, like, my friends, they love Justin Bieber. And I would think this is my biggest, like, I will never like him. He is, who does he think he is coming onto this music scene trying to dance like Usher? Oh my god, he's not even from the United States. He's from Canada. Like, oh, I was like, as a kid, I was so mad that everyone liked him and like whatever. The moment he dropped, I was like, it's over. It's over. It's over. And the thing is, like, I listened to Justin like all the way through because my friends listen to Justin Bieber a lot. And I was just like, I don't understand. But I knew all the words to every song on every album at every point in time. And one day I was like, you know what? Let me stop. Let me stop being this judgmental girly.
Yeah, you a stan.
I'm a whole stan. I'm going to be honest. I don't ever want to see him in concert. But will I bump his music? Absolutely. To me, Justin will not do anything for me in concert. I want to see performers, i.e. Rihanna, Fenty, i.e. Lizzo. Like,
yeah, right.
I don't care to see Justin in concert. However, does Justin make good music? If we take out Yummy, yes.
Yeah, delete Yummy from my memory and we could talk. That was me though with Boyfriend when Boyfriend came out.
I was like that whole album right there. That's when it really, like, I was same. Like, and that song, I don't even, can't even think of the name of the song. But it's like, hey baby, what's the situation?
Oh, whoa. Take you. Just take you.
I'm just trying to make a little conversation. Why the hesitation?
Whoa. Ooh. Isn't Drake on that song? No, that's
No, he's on the one, the
right here. Right here.
Yeah. Right here. I just wanna love you. That one.
Yeah. Yeah, that album is so good. And I was like, before then, I was like, Justin Bieber sucks. He's the worst. And then Boyfriend came out, and I was like, swaggy. But then I knew every word. I was literally listening to Boyfriend like yesterday.
I mean, I listen to Justin, like he's on my all within my likes songs. I listen to Justin 45 times a day. But before I was just like, no, how dare you? You're going to his concert, you're wearing his merch. Who do you think you are? Here I am. I literally have every single album that he has. Like the physical copy. But that was one I had to get over big time. And I think it was that and then crying in the theater at the last Twilight. I like lost my mind in the theater. Spoiler alerts. I don't care if you haven't seen it. You should have seen it by now. This movie's been out for 45,000 years. But they like, it was like they're showing one of Alice's dreams, but you don't know that yet. And they rip like the dad's head off, Carlisle.
What?
And that's everyone's favorite character. And I remember when that happened and I stood up. In the theater, like this was silent. Like it was silent the whole theater. Wasn't nobody laughing, wasn't nobody giggling. And I stood up with this like gut-wrenching yell. I was like, no! And everyone, my mom looked at me, she was like, who's doing this?
I wanna beat you up. You better be I would have beat you up right there in the theater.
And honestly, I was 16 when that movie came out. And I stood up and I was like, no. And then like everyone else looked at me, but like that started a fire. And everyone else got up and they were like, oh my god. And
oh my gosh.
Honestly, I felt so empowered. And honestly, the thing is, I don't think I would have even noticed if no one else stood up behind me and started screaming as well, because I was just that like heartbroken by that scene. Oh my god, it was too much. But it was that scene, Justin and Justin's albums, and it was that was just like, it's okay to like things that are like mainstream. Like you don't have to be, you know, that girly, the one that says avocados. Like you don't have-
like I'm not like other girls. I don't like Justin Bieber. That was me though, but I liked One Direction, so I was like, is that any different? No. I was kind of ashamed of liking One Direction.
I liked The Wanted because they were, you
know, ew. Oh, you're frozen. Hey.
I'm gonna fight this thing. Anyways, but I didn't like One Direction. I liked The Wanted because they were just like, you know, mainstream enough to where like nobody was really fooling with them because One Direction was still there.
Their music was bad.
You're not about to do that.
Their music was bad. It was horrible.
You do that. They said
it's true. The sun comes out. That's the only song you know because their music is bad.
It's not the only song I know.
You
that's
remember
the only
when
one
that guy right Nathan now? Sykes did a song with Ariana Grande?
Because they were dating.
Like, almost is never enough. Yeah, they were dating. I was like, ew, he's ugly.
Happy and in love. Oh, that's a great song.
She says, so close. I can't sing right now.
So this is the only time in life where I can sing better than Alyssa. I'm taking full advantage.
That's so funny.
I'm trying to look at all the other songs.
Five Sauce Girly.
Oh, Five Sauce too.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so like, I don't know. Just, I feel like, okay, there's a bigger conversation to be had here where it's like girls aren't allowed to like things just in general. Like we're not allowed to like things because every time we like something, people be like, that's so stupid. Or you guys are acting like teenagers or whatever, you know, you're acting childish. Because even like when I liked One Direction, it's always the boy groups and they're like, because a lot of teenage girls or a lot of girls in general, women, whatever, like something, people are so fast to tear it down. And then you're like, oh, should I feel bad about this? Like, should I not like this? But we're not allowed to like anything, everything that we like. You know, they'll be like, oh, girls are reading now. Reading is stupid. Or they'll be, you know, it's just like, so it's like such dumb stuff. And I feel like, honestly, like once you get past that, where you're like, they're just literally just hating on me because I'm a girl and I like things that other girls like. So I'm gonna like whatever I want to, because at the end of the day, I like what I like is making me happy. So It's not taken away from anyone else. It's, you know, so like who cares?
Right. I'm not spending your money to go to this concert.
Right.
Because I definitely paid to go see The Wanted in person. I have a whole picture. I did. I
met them at a meet and greet.
I will find the picture and you can put it on Instagram for like the Instagram story so the girlies can see. I was standing there. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to marry these guys.
Oh my gosh, not The Wanted.
Girl, don't come for me. They performed at the Tabernacle and I was there at the Tabernacle.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Well, I mean, I've done the same thing with like K-pop groups. Like, so I really can't be mad, but that's hilarious. That is hilarious. I love that for you.
I was out there in the streets, man.
Yeah, it's like...
And you're right. I just looked up there like, all their songs. I only knew one song.
You went to a whole concert with one song under your belt.
I'm sure I knew more, like, then. But the only one I can remember now is Glad You Came. Because I'm looking at some of them, and I'm like, I know how that song goes, but I don't know what y'all was singing about.
Glad You Came, make you glad you came. But on, like, also on this topic of liking things and not being ashamed of it, I guess. I remember while I was like going through this, I guess, journey or whatever of not being ashamed of things that I like, it's kind of hard, not gonna lie, because you know, you'll be like, yeah, I love this and it's okay if it's like seems kind of childish or if people think I'm dumb or whatever. And then somebody will say something, you'd be like, oh my God, they think I'm dumb. Like, right? It's a complete reversal. But I remember talking to my therapist about it and about BTS specifically, because I felt like all my friends were kind of like moving on and they were like, I don't want to talk about this, which is fine with me, honestly, because I don't have to talk about anything. Like, I talk so much that we could find something that we want to talk about. Right. But yeah, I was like, dang, should I be moving on too, basically, is what I was thinking. Because like I said, it was junior year of high school and I didn't start therapy until last year. So it was junior year of high school throughout the rest of high school, throughout college, and still now. So I was like, I'm an adult now. Like, should I move on to something different? Yeah. And I remember my therapist was like, first of all, she didn't say this was stupid, but she was like, girl, she was like, so if I liked baking when I was 8 and now I am 31 or whatever, should I just stop liking baking because I liked it when I was 8? I was like, yeah. Girl.
Right.
It's like, girl, don't come at me with this logic, okay? I don't need logic right now. I need you to tell me that I'm dumb. But right. But she's right. She's right though. Like, just because, like, a lot of people, the things that you liked when you were a kid or a teenager or whatever, they're not just gonna go away. Some of them will. Some of them you'll be like, I just don't really like that anymore. But the things that, like, you're still the same person. It's not like you completely changed, like, everything about yourself. So some things are still, they're going to hang around for the long haul. And it's okay for them to stick around. And if you don't want them to stick around anymore, then I guess, you know, get rid of it. But, like, really, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Because, like, why? It's just something that you like. And you should enjoy it and be fully yourself, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not worth stressing over at the end of the day.
Right. Do what you like what you love. I don't know. I feel like I'm making Pinterest quotes here.
Yeah, live with love.
Peace, love, harmony. But no, I'm with you. I know, like, the things that I like now, I can't even think of things that, like, I, you know, liked as a kid that I don't even like now. It's just, like, I honestly have no idea because they've just carried over into it. But there was absolutely a time where I just, like, hated myself for being able to quote the entire Nacho Libre movie. That's my favorite party trick, you know?
it's like kind of like Troy Sivan has this song. Troy Sivan is another lifelong, I'm in that for life. Like, forever. But Troy Sivan, he has this song called Rage Your Teenager, and he wrote it like during the pandemic, and it's basically about like rediscovering yourself as an adult. So, like, you know, you think when you're growing up and like getting older into your 20s and stuff, or your older teen years, whatever, you think like, oh, well, you know, I like this when I was a kid, so I should probably put that away and find something else. So, and a lot of times you do, you put it away and you're like, whatever, yeah. I'll move. And then when you get older, like an older 20 or like a mid 20, which I'm neither, I'm an early 20, but whatever, as you get older, you start to like rediscover your childish likes, childish as in the likes you had when you were a child. Yeah. And you like rediscover yourself because you're like really catering to your inner child and being like, hey, I remember that you like this, so let's do it again. And exactly. It's like really, really like, I don't know. We kind of need to do that. We need to.
It's so freeing. Like, yeah. You just acknowledging like, yeah, I still like to make those little lanyard bracelets. So I'm going to go to Walmart. And I'm about to buy a pack of this string that I can't even start the lanyard with. Have my friend hold her finger there while I start it. And yeah. Make this thing and tape. I have so many bracelets on my thing. But I mean, it's like that. Like you.
Yeah.
There's so many things that like. It's not even like that these certain like activities or things that you enjoy define you, but it was something that brought you so much comfort and so much peace. Like, why would you want to throw it away?
Yeah.
And I understand there's some like activities where you're just like, oh, I can put this on the shelf and I don't have to revisit it again. And that's okay. But like, there's some that you're just like, I can't do that with. Like this is a part of my core being. My personality right. has formed around these 8 things.
Yeah, it's like an Inside Out when she has like the core islands or whatever.
Yeah.
In her mind, like some of the things, they're like core memories or whatever they're called, and you try to like shelve them and they're like, "Hey, I'm back." That's literally me with One Direction. I'm like every other day I'm like, "Should I listen to Take Me Home today?" And I do it. And I do it because that's a good album. But yeah, I mean, really, bottom line, be yourself. Be true to yourself and cater to your inner child. Your inner child deserves it.
Like Selena Gomez said, I wouldn't want to be anybody else.
Oh my God. I was like, hey. It's such a funny thing. You see how I can sing Selena Gomez because she can't sing.
Don't call me Selena. Selena has some bops.
I wouldn't want to be anybody else. Na 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 na.
I'm no beauty queen. Hey. I'm just beautiful me.
Na 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 na.
You got every right to a beautiful life. Come on.
Oh man, that's a bop. That is a
honestly,
bop.
Honestly, all her songs are bops, but she just be whispering. That's you know, open your mouth.
She'd be like, "It wants what it wants."
The only song she wasn't whispering in was Come and Get It. When you're ready, come and get it. And honestly, that song is so like, why does she do that? That's such a good song. But like, why?
I love it. She's like, you ain't gotta worry. It's an open invitation.
I'll be sitting right here, real patient. Gonna love you for life, even Ain't no way to stop it. Wherever you're mine. Maybe I'm addicted for life. No lie.
Wow. Listen, this is what she had to do. All her songs she do what she had to do. There's not one where I'm just like, maybe that shouldn't have been created. Because she slaps. Like, I love you like a love song.
Ooh, do you know that song Birthday by her?
Yes.
That is my birthday. They don't know, so it's okay. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Okay, Selena.
Listen, Selena that pops album,
was it Stars Dance or whatever? That one was so good.
Y'all are going to see a lot of the celebrities in this week's cover art.
Right. Oh, Lizzo. Ah, man, almost forgot to mention my girl. Lizzo. What am I supposed to say? What do I say about my girl? Lizzo. Hey.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know either.
Dry nature cereal.
No. I don't know what to say about Lizzo, but here goes my Lizzo shout out. I love you, Lizzo. I plan to make a TikTok of all the times that I have mentioned Lizzo in the podcast, but that would take, like, I have to, like, listen back to them. But, all the time so far that I mentioned her, make a TikTok, tag her in it, and hopefully she notices me. So guys, if you see that TikTok, I'm going to make it eventually. Probably not anytime soon, but I will make it eventually. If you see it, please tag her in it. I need for Lizzo to love me back. Thank you.
And yes, I guess we're good to wrap.
Yeah, good to go.
Wow. Well, thank God for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming. This was a really impromptu topic and episode.
It really was. And with that, like, I guess going off that, I kind of want to challenge the listeners. Do something that, like, you once loved as a kid. Do it again this week and see how you feel. Like, I kind of want to know, are we just the only psychos that are out here listening to Small Potatoes?
Yeah, or do, even if it's not something you enjoy, just do something that, like, is kind of childish. Like, just do it. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's
that's
so fun.
Literally, like, that's why I, not maybe not completely why I'm a preschool teacher, but one of the reasons why I enjoy it is because I get to do a lot of stupid stuff every day. Today we made compost bins out of construction paper, and I was like, look at the worms. And it was brown construction paper. I was like, the worms.
I know. They were over there sitting out there. The worms.
They were like, the worms. It's so fun to, like, just be completely carefree like a child. Or like as children should be. But yeah, anyways. Challenge.
But yeah, so that's your challenge for this week. Let us know what y'all end up doing. And so, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see y'all again next week with a new episode.
Yep. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. All right. Bye, guys.